song I like to call Bam Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bam. Remember when I was in charge of naming songs for a while? What a job that was. They would just play a song for me and they go, what do you want to call this one? And I go, call that one Bam Bam Bam. Wow.
How do you spell this?
That was the problem. The record companies were mad at me because they couldn't spell. There were no letters to spell it. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. Welcome to the show. Yesterday...
You make me laugh so hard.
Well, thank you. I saw yesterday? I saw you in the future yesterday.
What?
Uh-oh. I was somewhere
was there
and
an
I
old
saw...
lady?
Well...
with a mohawk?
She was older.
All right.
Isn't that funny how if you say an old lady, that's offensive, but if you go, she was older, that's okay. But she would be, I would say she was around 70 to 72 years old.
This was at
the Jewel in Skokie. I was buying some things.
I love the Jewel.
A little older.
A little bit older. And she was furious because they would not give her any Monopoly playing pieces. She was furious.
Did they run out or did she not buy the items?
The game, I guess, is over. As they explained to her, as three different people explained to her.
It is over?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's over.
Oh, really?
See, now it's the Wendy present.
Maybe. Well, Ben Cortez just gave me some Monopoly pieces.
Well, you can't trust Ben.
Jimmy Mack was supposed to go to the Jewel yesterday. If they ended, I will kill him.
Well, we got some over the weekend, this past weekend. So I'm just...
Maybe?
They just end abruptly, usually.
They do. That's true. All right.
Okay. It could have ended.
So what are you guys talking about anyway?
What?
You don't play Monopoly at the Jewel? I'm going to win a million bucks. I'm waiting for the Lipton iced tea thing.
Steve, you've seen this before. If you go to Jewel, depending on what you purchase, they give you Monopoly playing pieces, and then you put them on this master board. And if you complete a picture, is it usually five tickets?
Somewhere around there.
Then you will win a prize, a cash prize.
Yeah, I did not know
or
that.
Or a bagel.
Listen, yeah, but that's just like an instant win ticket. But if you're trying to win something, which I have been trying for, how many years have we been doing this? Because you have, too.
For a long time.
And then you finally stopped. You became smart.
I realized it was not meant to be.
I can't even win a stinking $5 gift card. I mean, good God, y'all.
I know.
It's aggravating. I think I want a donut and a bagel.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's more than
get
most
out of
people.
Breakfast, can you?
I don't know what the deal is with that.
But this was her rationale, that she buys her groceries, and then she holds her hand out, and she goes, I want my Monopoly pieces. And the checker says, oh, man, the game is over. And she goes, I don't think it is. I would like my Monopoly pieces. And they say, no, it ended. And she goes, that can't be. I was in this store 1 week ago, and you gave me Monopoly pieces. And that's probably true.
But there's a deadline for everything.
But at some point, the game is over. Well, she would have none of it.
That doesn't remind me of me.
Well,
you're the only one.
Oh, my gee.
Her anger built. Like, they kept bringing higher ups. Like, the checker said, she called for Maureen. So Maureen comes over. She's like, I guess Maureen is in charge of the checkers, I guess. And she explains to the woman, ma'am, sadly, you know, the game is over. If you won something, though, you can still cash in your prize for a year. And she goes, well, I don't have any prize to cash in because I need more tickets. Give me more tickets. And then they called over the store's manager, and he was very calming, but she, again, was furious. And
finally, they had to wait for Jewel Osco to come over, and right. She's old.
Mr. Moneybags came over from Monopoly.
Mr. Moneybags was there.
Is that his name?
Rich Uncle Pennybags or Moneybags? Pennybags.
Money bags? Cop came over from
everybody
jail
was in
free.
Yeah, he was there.
So she didn't give up?
She kept getting angrier and angrier.
That's not me. You hurt my feelings. I thought you were going to say you saw this really hip older woman with cool hair and...
No, just
lovely
the opposite.
Jewelry.
Just the opposite of that. She was so angry. Like, you could see, you know how sometimes people get that vein in their forehead?
Like you've got now, Wendy.
Yeah, that vein.
I don't get that angry anymore since I quit smoking.
That's true.
So it reminds you nothing of me.
But in the future... Like,
was she swearing?
No, she didn't swear at all. That's why I'm saying it's future Wendy, a Wendy who no longer has any need for the foul language.
You're nice backpedaling.
You evolved as time
went on.
You
fell off the bike going backwards.
Yes, I did.
I think it's kind of endearing, Bill, that you see Wendy as an older woman sort of befuddled.
Yeah. Well-dressed. Doddering. Great posture.
What?
Her posture was fantastic.
Again, you guys team up.
No.
Wait, no, I'm on your side here, Wendy.
You are not.
What?
Lisa, you have to clear up some misinformation because I am misinformation and Mr. Information I work with every day.
Okay, so as far as good morning, everybody.
Hi. Morning.
So as far as handing out the tickets, they are done handing out the tickets. But you can still claim your prizes, like those instant winners,
yes,
up until May 29th.
That's what Maureen was explaining.
Yeah, I'm looking at the instant winners that I have, and you can claim them up until the 29th.
Yeah, so the deadline was probably in the last couple, because she said, I was in this store 1 week ago, and you gave me tickets. So sometime right. between then and now, between May 3rd and 10th, it ended. Yeah, all right.
Correct. At one Jewel, they stopped handing them out, like, on a Wednesday, and then the next Jewel I went to, they started, you know, they stopped handing them out, like, on Thursday.
Oh, so all right.
Maybe it's just when they ran out of tickets, that's it, you're done.
Yeah, that could be it.
That's probably it. That's Are you waiting for one ticket for the $1 million, Lisa?
I think everybody is.
In every category, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep, I think so.
I'm a big sucker.
So that was good.
I'm a big sucker, aren't I?
No, you want to win.
It
That's
is
all
a
right.
pain.
I do.
Yeah,
I
everybody
do.
Does.
$10 was good enough for me, but you know, the million would be even better.
I can't even win a stinking dollar.
So Mary's won. You won on the phone. $10. Nothing winning.
Yeah.
I win those instant things, but I don't cash them in. I don't care about those.
What are the instant ones?
I don't
you
either.
Get more tickets?
Well, that would be the bagel or, you know.
Yeah. I have animal crackers, organic animal crackers.
That's not
Who
bad.
Wants those?
My granddaughters do.
All right. Wow. Good point.
All right.
Well, thanks for the information, Lisa. I hope you win the million.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
You too.
I told you, I used to work with a group of people, and one day they started talking about the Monopoly pieces, and somebody said, boy, all I need is, in one category, I need Dad's root beer, and one of the other guys goes, oh, that's the one I need, and then a girl goes, I need Dad, like they were so amazed that everybody needed the same
right,
one,
right.
And I'm explaining to them, guys, that's the way they do it that way on purpose, because if one of you had it, then you'd split it and you'd all win. But isn't you don't think it's weird that we all need the same one? I go, no, it's the opposite of weird.
There is no Dad's root beer.
Where right? did you work? Because that's really silly.
It was a finance company.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Boy, don't go to them for your finances. I know that everybody's waiting for the Lipton iced tea, but
right,
someone
I mean.
Has to get it. Someone has
sure.
to get it.
Sure. Well, someone does. But it's not you.
But you don't know that I have
or future
about
you.
I probably have 25 that I haven't opened yet. I could give them to future me.
See, that's
so.
You
wait, so if
tea.
You guys collect these things from past, like they've stopped giving them out now,
every
so
game
all
resets.
The ones you've every game resets.
Yeah,
so the ones
it,
you've collected don't work.
No, well every year I have 20 that I have to open, and I have till the 29th
right.
of May to
right.
But now it's like I don't care anymore. I know. I've taken it almost to the end and completely bailed.
So you still collect them, you bring them home, but you don't bother to open them.
Well, I might. I don't know yet. I just bought. You saw me opening some that Ben gave me yesterday.
I did and with it, great.
I didn't even
zeal.
Go home and check. I just am looking for the Lipton. If I don't get it, I don't care. It's a million or nothing for me.
Yeah.
And you still don't think the woman Bill saw reminds you of you.
I'm not mad at the people at Jewel. Well, all right, maybe
a little
I
bit.
Am.
A little bit.
But yeah. I understand when a deadline happens.
Right,
that
right.
I get.
But future you does not. Future you has no
so enjoy it while
no
you've got
deadline.
It. Enjoy it while you've got it.
All
yeah,
right.
That's it. All right, we'll take a quick break and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Did you do all those voices? Was that all you?
Celebrity voices.
Wow.
What's the word?
You're like
impersonator.
Fred Travellina coming back to life. This is exciting. thanks to all the listeners. Very, very kind people out there, Wendy. Many people have texted in offering various coupons for this Jewel Monopoly game in hopes that you will win your money.
Well, somebody said, I finally won a $5 gift card. Never won anything else before. Thank you, Chris.
And then please say what you told me. If you were to win $5, how would you feel about that?
I don't want to waste my win on that. I don't.
You take your $5, Jewel. I don't need it. I want a million or nothing.
I cashed in my free stuff, says 262, and it was about $40 worth of free stuff.
That's
Again,
better.
Who cares?
40's not enough.
Wendy, I have an instant win for spaghetti sauce if you want it. No, I don't want
it.
Your sauce.
No, you just want a million. I do get it, though. You say to yourself, the way that fate works, I'm not going to win a lot of stuff, so I'm going to win something. I want it to be a big something, not a little something. I get that. I understand that.
I throw them in the garbage, so maybe the winning ticket is there. I opened over 100 this weekend and got nothing. That's me. I hoarded them for a while.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time Jim goes, he gets more than I do. Right. I know it corresponds to what item you buy at the Jewel.
Well, you get
this is
some,
a bonus Monopoly ticket.
You get some based on the amount you spend, but then there are also other items. You say no to that?
I don't. I think it's just if you, because I have gone there and gotten one and spent $200.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to buy. You see a little hang down tag that
yeah,
says, you know,
with the
this
Monopoly
is a
guy,
right? And if there's no Monopoly guy, you don't get it for a certain amount.
I thought that was in addition to the dollar amount you spent. But if you spent that much money and got one,
I think it's up to the cashier as well, and maybe they just have a bad vibe from you.
That could be.
Oh
it.
No,
and
that's, they'll get in trouble if they give too little or too many, because I'll turn into future me and I will take them down.
There it is, full circle. Yeah.
So several times at a Jewel, I have bought things and then they've said to me, are you playing Monopoly? And then I say, no, I'm not. I say, but do me a favor, give the tickets to, and it's whoever's behind me in line. Let him have the tickets or her have the tickets. And the look on that person's face, it's as though I've just handed them a bar of gold. They can't believe it.
I know. I love when that happens and no one's doing that to me. And then I jump in and go, I'll take them. And the cashier goes, they have to give them to you. And I should have done it when they were there.
Yeah, right.
But I don't want to look desperate again.
Too late. Way too late. Far too late for that.
Future me should go to Orland Park because I was at my Jewel yesterday and the lady asked me if I wanted Monopoly pieces and they have them in Orland Park.
Oh, they do.
I think it's, you know, there's a deadline and then whenever they run out.
Right. While supplies last, as they like to say.
Yep.
I had no idea there was this much enthusiasm for this.
Oh, people go nuts for it. People go nuts for it. Do you remember who started this, right? It wasn't Jewel. Do you remember who did this before Jewel?
McDonald's.
McDonald's did, yeah.
I never won anything there either. I mean, just give me something.
Do you play the games at the carnivals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won a goldfish about 8 times. Barely made it home.
They're not supposed to. They're not supposed to.
Why does everybody scam everybody?
These aren't scams because, as you pointed out, they're set up for somebody to win. It's just, you know,
the
odds.
Show me a picture of somebody.
Well, I mean, it's legally for them to run it. And Jewel's are certainly
right. They print up winning tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
they
just
don't
the
give
odds
them
are
to
tough.
Anybody.
Well, the odds are tough.
It's always someone in Oswego. I don't know why.
I'm going to start shopping there next time.
You should go to Oswego. You'll win.
Cindy, you have a complaint about this as well. Did you win anything?
Well, the other day they told us that was Tuesday was going to be the last day of handing out the the tickets, and they were multiplying the amount of tickets that you got by 9. I got 300.
What?
Tickets. I want a gravy packet and a tomato sauce.
Out of 330 tickets? Oh, my God.
330. Yep.
Cindy, Wendy's eyes came out of her head like in Warner Brothers cartoons from the 1950s.
Exactly. I was at the checkout and the guy goes, I'm like, oh, I get 37 tickets. He goes, oh, no, we're trying to get rid of them. So we're going to multiply that by 9. So you're getting 330 tickets. I got a box. And it took me like 2 hours to open them all to get a gravy and a tomato packet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but you know if they're going to just...
They don't feel bad.
If they're going to just give you that the chances of that it's going to be in their favor...
Right.
I mean, they can afford to lose the gravy
packet.
Somebody
has to win. Somebody has to win. It's just not me and it's not Cindy.
Well, maybe somebody already
supposedly
won.
Supposedly online, you know, if you go, I don't know, do you do the scanning of the tickets?
I did that last season, but I refused to do it.
Forever.
Yeah.
Cindy, Wendy wants the gravy train, not the gravy packet. There's a huge difference.
Well, I'll share the gravy, not a problem.
Oh, nice.
They do have a list of the winners with pictures online. You can look at them, supposedly. I don't know if they're real people. But
no, because Wendy will want bad things to happen to those people.
I will track them down.
You'll make voodoo dolls out of those people.
I will. Oh,
yeah,
Cindy.
It tells you what city or state. That's it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Love the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have to talk to my idol. Hi, Ralph.
How you doing, Bill and Wendy?
What's up, Ralph?
We had a coworker that I work with. His mom won $40,000 at the Jewel out in Hoffman. It was for a car of your dreams, and I guess she took the cash because she's got a handicapped kid, and they bought a handicapped van for him.
So they need the money to help her,
People do win at that game.
God,
you know,
can I tell you something, though, Ralph? I'm glad she won because she needed the money. I mean, everybody needs the money, but she seemed to need it more than I did.
Yeah.
Where does she live, though? I might have to pay a visit.
Don't say, Ralph. Wendy will say threatening things to her. Don't say.
It's unbelievable because, you know, you feel like finally somebody wanted that, needed it.
Yeah, true. You know? Very true.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And finally, Craig is weighing in on the Monopoly Jewel game. I'm very disappointed in. Hi, Craig.
Hello, Wendy. Do you need any gravy packs? We got about 3 of them.
No.
My father was counting how many tickets he had. He kept a log of them. Today I got 20. Yesterday I got 25. We had 1,000 tickets. And the most we won were like 50 cents off Ballpark Frank hot dogs.
Oh.
See, which are salty as heck, so I'll never buy them again.
But they plump when you cook them.
I mean, you look online, there are all kinds of winners here, Wendy.
Hmm.
Not me.
Carol Stream, Tinley Park,
Chicago. Carol Stream, that's a funny name.
Buffalo Grove, they don't give their last
all
name.
All spread out, Steve, everywhere?
Montgomery, Illinois, Round Lake, out. Downers Grove, Elmwood Park.
None in Oswego.
No, not this year.
Thanks, Craig. Send your gravy to me.
That's all we ask. Well, you'll win eventually, Wendy.
I'm about
positive.
40 more to open,
there's got to be a winner in there. There has to be.
My Mother's Day present.
Yeah, that's the way to
live. Who knows?
Yeah, it is. All right, we'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Steve. It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. A while back, Bill, my son Dylan is really into the Beatles and wanted to go see the concert for George.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in theaters for the first time on some anniversary. I don't know if it was George's death anniversary mm-hmm. or something. But the only place we could find it playing on the big screen was the Marcus Theater in Orland Park. And we went and it was awesome. And it was so nice seeing movies that you could only otherwise see on a television screen. And now there are movies like, for instance, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The Sound of Music, which maybe I'll break down and go see it.
You haven't seen it on a big screen or a small screen.
I've never seen it. General Manager of Marcus Theater in Orland Park, Rob Bowman, joins us.
Rob, Wendy's afraid of Christopher Plummer. Did you ever hear of anything like that before?
He's a little scary, especially
yeah, he can
in
be.
His old age.
Yep.
First of all, Rob, great idea. This is the Family Classics Retro Series, only through Marcus Theaters. And like The Wizard of Oz, I would definitely like to see on
yeah.
the big screen.
Yep.
Sound of Music, I've never seen it. I'm in my 50s. Why should I see it now?
No, wrong. Rob, tell Wendy she's wrong.
Well, you know, it's one of my sister's favorite movies, and it is a classic story and great music, and you know it's one of those things that helps take you to another time, and especially for the younger generation that didn't know what was going on back then, it's a little bit of a history lesson.
All right, maybe I'll go see it on the big screen. That would be my first introduction to it. Tickets are only $5 per person. How are you doing this?
Well, we want to create a value for our customers, and we want to help get a new generation coming to the movies and watching and having a good time, and you know, this is a movie that you could see on TV, so we want to make it affordable to come see it on the big screen.
But, Rob, talk about this, because I think this is paramount to this being a success. The difference in seeing these movies as they were intended on a large screen as opposed to people who watch on their telephones or their TVs at home. Talk about the spectacle of it being on a big screen. I think that's so important.
Well, the movie-going experience is one that you have to have with a bunch of people. Imagine, being in a horror movie and 200 people sitting next to you and everybody scared on the edge of the seat at the same time, or a comedy and you get the joke and everybody laughs at the same time. It's one of those events that you can have as a group and you all have the same experience, and it can be transformational.
And the detail that you see when you're watching it on a wide screen, just the little detail that's lost somehow when you watch it at home, you got to see them on the big screen. It's so much better.
Absolutely. And you know, beyond this one, we're also doing an animated retro series. We're in early June, we're doing an American Tale and Iron Giant. So these are movies that, for a lot of people, it's a classic. When we did the Indiana Jones series last year, I took my kids to see it, and I got emotional because my kids are the age that I was when I went to see it the first time in its initial run. So it's something that you can share with your families that you had as a child, an experience that you had as a child.
All right, so this family retro series, is this only happening at the Orland Park Marcus Theater?
No, it's happening at all our locations in Chicago. We have Elgin, Gurnee, Addison. We have Chicago Heights, Country Club Hills, and us. You know, all our locations have the recliners, the Dream Lounge and reclining seats.
Those are pretty great, I got to tell you, although it's hard to eat your fantastic cheeseburgers that you can also purchase there while you're reclined. I'll just tell you that.
But you did like the cheeseburger, right?
It is. I got to tell you, it was quality like you wouldn't expect it at a movie theater.
Wendy got yelled at for bringing a grill into the theater, but once that was taken care of, everybody was happy.
Well, you know, the secret, Wendy and Bill, is that we cook everything fresh. It's not just, you know, microwaved or put into a Turbo Chef oven. It's a real working restaurant. We actually cook the meat there. It's fresh meat, not frozen. Down to the seasonings, we actually mix the seasonings, our special seasoning ourselves. The only thing that's not, you know, made by us is the, like the French fries, onion rings, and mozzarella sticks, but everything else we're preparing in-house.
Also, a very good Moscow Mule over there. You can get beverages as well, adult beverages and kid beverages. But the reclining seats are fantastic. Beginning May 6th, The Sound of Music, The Wizard of Oz will return. What other movies are on tap?
Well, we're always looking at possibilities for the retro series. They go on throughout the year. But, you know, we just started the summer season, and Avengers had a historic opening. The biggest 3-day opening ever at $257.5 million. And, you know, this summer looks really strong. We've got a Melissa McCarthy movie, who's a local, opening this weekend, Life of the Party. And then it goes right into Deadpool 2, which is going to be big. The Han Solo movie, Star Wars movie, The Incredibles 2, which looks great. Uncle Drew, Jurassic World, Ant-Man, Hotel Transylvania 3. There's just so many different titles coming out this summer that really appeals to all ages. That it's going to be a fun one.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for this great idea. And what's the best place to send people your website to find out when and where and what movies and getting tickets? What's the best place?
Absolutely, MarcusTheaters.com, and if you sign up for our rewards card online, you will get an email blast. They'll tell you when the tickets are on sale. A lot of times there are specials. If you buy the tickets early, you can get extra points. It's a really great program, and just by signing up, you get these alerts to tell you when things are coming up.
Sounds good, Rob. Thanks. It's going to be an exciting summer, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
All right, well, this whole thing is the Family Classics Retro Series and trying to get your whole family together at the movie theaters. So we have Rob Bowman on the line with us, general manager of the Marcus Theater in Orland Park, and you have given us a family four-pack to give away to a listener right now so they can go see one of these. We appreciate that, and we'll see you at the movies, Rob.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Take care, Rob.
What caller? This is a family four-pack to either go see The Sound of Music or The Wizard of Oz. I got to tell you, I might go see The Sound of Music on
you
the big
screen.
You
need to see it.
I didn't realize the whole history lesson of it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you have to see it. I've seen it so many times. It's like my family. My family had two brothers and five sisters, so yeah. it's just like my family.
So they should. It features
relate.
The Vandeveld.
Yes,
yeah,
family. We relate.
That's right.
Who was the Von Trapps?
It was
Von Trapps. Who was it?
Von Trapp.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for knowing that. That's fantastic.
I was Marta Von Trapp.
You were in what respect?
I was
Mary?
Number six.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you meant in the movie.
If I could get all the Vandeveld children together to go see it with me, then I'd really feel
Wouldn't
like
that'd be amazing.
And we'd sing too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't pick a caller yet, Jasmine. I'm waiting for Bill to pick a number because we do have a family four-pack to go check out any movie at the Marcus Theater in Orland Park. Very kind of Rob Bowman. This is the Family Classics thing. So what number do you want?
Well, I'm going to go 8 because in 8 days, Mary Vandeveld, who played one of the Von Trapp kids in Sound of Music, is going to be in the Walk of Fame. So let's go with caller number 8 at 312-981-7200. You'll win a family four-pack.
Perfect. This is Rush, correct?
Yeah, this is Rush. They do the soundtrack for The Sound of Music.
Now then I'd see it.
It's really exciting.
Geddy Lee kind of sounds like Julie Andrews. Yeah,
very similar.
I am going through this phase where I am buying old rock t-shirts for my 15-year-old because you can get them everywhere. And despite the fact that I just ordered a 2112 one from Rush and a Boston one and a Doors t-shirt, he likes all these t-shirts, which is fine. You know, it's retro. It's all coming back. But then he says he doesn't like that they're so available because everyone wears them now. And so when he was talking to, I guess, a girl in his class said, oh, do you like Rush? And or he was wearing some, I don't remember which, the Who. He was wearing a Who t-shirt. And she asked Dylan, what's your favorite Who song? And he's like, probably Bob O'Reilly. I also like Substitute. What is yours? And she goes, I never heard of the Who.
Oh.
And he got really bothered then because anyone can wear them now. And you should wear what you're a fan of. That's what bothers him.
Oh, is that
him.
True? You only wear a shirt if it's something you're a fan of. That's the
rule. Well, then you can talk about it. Otherwise, you're a poser. That's bothering him. Because I bought him a Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt. He goes, Mom, I'm not a really big fan, so I won't wear that.
Oh.
I go, but it's a cool shirt. He's like, you got to love what you're wearing.
I wasn't aware of that. I thought you could just wear whatever you wanted, but you must be a fan. They wouldn't even sell it to you if you're not a fan.
Well, remember the only way you could get a...
When you go to Target and you bring the shirt up to the cashier, they should ask a couple of questions.
Name three songs.
Yeah, name three songs of the band. Who are the founding members of the band? When did this band turn sour? It's just that.
Think about it. When did you get... Did you even own a concert t-shirt?
I didn't have any concert t-shirts.
Why does that not surprise me? Hall & Oates didn't have one?
No, they had them.
Well, when we go to the Air Supply concert...
Yeah, Steve and I are going to see Air Supply
in
Michigan.
This is my point, and I guess
we run all out of love.
This is Dylan's point, too, is back years ago, the only place you could get a concert t-shirt is if you went to that concert.
Right. That's how it used to be. You're right.
So
it was like an ID. I was there.
Right. So then you could throw down
and
say...
It's like a ski tag on your jacket.
Exactly.
It cost $100.
Right.
They were
high-priced.
Expensive always, yeah.
Yeah.
We went... The last t-shirt I bought at a concert, we went as a family to see Van Halen, and they were awesome. But the t-shirts were $50 each.
Right.
And I bought each boy one, so there's $100 just for two t-shirts.
Right. But I'm still mad at you. You know, I got a very nice Milli Vanilli t-shirt years ago, and then I wore it to work, and you shamed me. You Milli Vanilli shamed me, and that was the end of my concert t-shirts. I'm done with them.
So the object, he's upset because he doesn't want to wear them because you have to have been to the concert.
No. He's upset because anyone can wear them now,
right.
And then you think you can throw down and talk about that particular band, but no one even knows the band that they're wearing a lot of the time. So he's being, you know, kind of a stickler.
Well, tell him that he's right, but anyone who wears them has been scammed anyway.
Why?
Scammed in what way, Steve?
If you spend $50, $75 for a t-shirt, that's like a victim. You're a victim.
My point is you can get them anywhere now. You can go to Target, Old Navy, Kohl's has them, and they're, you know, 2 for $20.
Almost every clothing store now has a table somewhere that has retro shirts, sometimes bands, sometimes video games will be on there.
Zelda, I see a lot of Zelda shirts.
Legend of Zelda or Pac-Man will be on your shirt. And they're made to look as though they've been in your family for at least a generation, when in reality they're new. But the new rule, just so I understand,
like what you wear.
You must like what you wear. You must like what it's representing.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you wearing today?
Mine says Cocoa Puffs.
I love Cocoa Puffs. It's like the third world stopped accepting our donated t-shirts, and so we're buying them back.
That's exactly what
It's like, so they give them to Aeropostale or whatever, and we spend $50 for them.
It's just, you could probably find a Rolling Stone t-shirt at 5 different places, probably 10 different places right now.
Yeah.
So you should be a Stones fan if you're sporting the emblem.
Have you ever had this, though? You'll see a guy wearing like a Blackhawks hat. You'll go, boy, how about that game last night?
Right.
And they'll go, I don't know what you're talking
about. That's what is bothering Dylan.
Yeah.
If someone's wearing a Who shirt, he should be able to throw down Who trivia with.
Right.
And this girl is like, I never even heard of him.
Well,
like,
well,
then
be
why
expelled
are you
wearing from that school? She shouldn't be able to go to school like that.
You ever been asked about Van Heusen, Phil?
Yeah, I have some Van Heusen shirts.
They have some great shirts, actually.
Yeah.
I thought I was buying Van Halen, and they bait and switched me.
They are just as good, and their live show is just as rocking,
Van
but
Heusen?
They dress better.
And you got the whole thread count thing to throw in there.
Oh, yeah, it's much better.
All right, I love it.
Valerie Bertinelli was married to one of the Van Heusens.
The older one, I think.
Yeah. Hubert
and then
Van
the younger
Heusen.
One.
Yeah, she married two Van Heusens.
Not the middle one.
Hubert and Jerry Van Heusen.
There's a Hubert Van Heusen.
Right. Yeah.
And a Jerry.
Humphrey was very upset in the middle there, left out.
He felt awful.
What, are you two a tag team today?
Not today. Always.
I guess
forever.
Always.
Don't you feel like a ping pong ball?
We're going to see Air Supply together.
You should see Jasmine in the morning when we come down.
Don't you get it out of your system off the air then?
I just
know.
We get the idea of whether it's going to work or not.
Jasmine has, sometimes Steve and I will have a conversation, I'll look over and Jasmine's filling out resignation forms.
For everyone.
She's giving her 6 weeks notice.
That is not true. I just nod my head.
She
and
just
Steve.
Shakes her head.
Yeah. She feels disdain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know, we have gone through three producers that I can think of right now that always say to you, Bill.
Yeah. There's
Stephanie originated that.
Kevin. Continued it, and now Jasmine.
Bill!
Yeah,
that's all they say to you.
Yep. Yep. And they're right. They're absolutely right.
All right. Bill!
Yeah, I know. We'll take a break.
Just tell people to join us for the WGN Radio Walk of Fame ceremony?
All right.
We're hosting it.
Yes, yeah, it's a week from tomorrow.
Right. Live in action. It's beginning at 10 a.m. right outside the Tribune Tower on Pioneer Court. We're going to honor five inductees. Our own Mary Vandeveld, who's been a trusted voice in Morning Drive for over two decades. That's so impressive. Two prominent Chicago sports personalities, Dave Kaplan and Chuck Swirsky. A likable meteorologist from radio and TV, Roger Treemstra. And an announcer from the golden days of radio with a voice of velvet. No one has ever said that about you.
No one will ever say that about me.
Yours is a voice of polyester. We'll say farewell.
I'm not hosting anymore. It's just you and a stuffed animal.
No one will notice the difference. Teddy Ruxpin and me will.
Jasmine, give me one of those resignation forms.
We're going to say farewell to the Tribune Tower after nearly six decades of total time calling this historic building our home. It's really sad to have to leave it, especially for someone like Bertrand, also in the Walk of Fame, who's been here forever.
She's got a mimeograph machine at her desk. They print some on in blue ink.
Nonstop.
Congratulate this fifth class of honorees and come to Tribune Tower. It's a week from tomorrow, or you can listen live beginning at 10 a.m. Learn more about this year's inductees at WGNradio.com/Walk of Fame.
Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder with you for the next 50 minutes, and then Wendy and I will head toward the stream for our bonus hour. We would love for you to listen, or you could also keep it right here. Plenty of entertaining moments there on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand. 60 of them, to be exact, Wendy. I've counted them.
Wow.
Yeah, there's 60 entertaining moments. You know, it's wedding season. Let's be honest. This is the time of the year that many people get married from May through.
Isn't June the most married month?
I've heard that June is the biggest. Yeah. So maybe you're looking for something to set your wedding off and make it more memorable. This is becoming a trend, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you'll know more about this than me, because I'm not sure this is a great idea, but they say it's a huge trend in weddings. People getting bouncy houses or bouncy castles for their wedding reception. Yes, that was I said almost the exact same thing, but with a not as deep of a voice. But I said the same thing you just said.
All right, first of all, people drink typically at a reception. So you're going to want a bunch of drunk adults bouncing into people?
No. No, I do not. I also wouldn't want something that would be, like, you think somebody's wedding, the center of attention should be the people getting married, not a bouncy castle. Right?
I don't find them to be fun.
I'm not sure why.
Maybe we missed out because there weren't a lot of bouncy houses when we were little kids.
No, few and far between.
But it doesn't look like fun to me.
Who should use them probably would be the royal couple. You know, you got the big wedding coming up in England.
I'd like to see the queen doing a few bounces. Ooh!
Yeah, I can't find anywhere in the story a reason for this uptick. I don't know why this is such a trend. They talk about that more and more people are doing it in the article. It's popsugar.com if you want to read the article. But they don't really go into detail as to why this is becoming a thing. Now, if you've had a block party anytime recently, you know that that's a staple. that somebody gets an inflatable bouncy house or bouncy castle.
We don't get it at ours. We have a block party every year. We have a competitive cooking competition, which I won pulled pork.
Oh, congrats.
1 year.
That's very
first
nice.
Place.
Yeah.
Last year, we just ordered pizzas. Everybody ordered pizzas from their very favorite pizza place. So there was a plethora of pizzas. It was good, too, because maybe you haven't tried them before.
Yeah.
And they delivered to our block party, which was also very nice.
So so no bouncy house. Do you have the... This is also a staple at block parties. They bring a fire engine over, and they just make the hose go off.
Or they let the kids go on it. Yeah, our kids are all pretty much not kids anymore. They're teenagers and older, so we don't need the fire truck.
I never really understood that.
That was cool. I liked going up in there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Plus, our firemen in LaGrange are very handsome.
Oh. Now I get it. I couldn't figure out why you were so excited.
What does that knob do?
Oh, there's a fire truck coming. Oh, good. Whee! A fire truck. Most of the stuff, and you feel the need to have the same things. I know we weren't starting out talking about block parties, but there's also somebody has like a cover band who comes and plays. Have you had that at your block party?
We just have a band, and then usually I get up and sing with them.
Oh. All right. So you both win the food competition and sing at the block party. That's not a bad... That's a pretty good evening for you. That's an excellent evening. If you were to attend a wedding where they had a bouncy house or a bouncy castle, would you participate?
No.
I would not either.
I don't... I am... I've become boring as an adult.
Don't say that.
But
is that true?
I never... Again, when we were little, you couldn't go... There were no McDonald's playlands.
Right.
You know, there was something called a park. Is that weird?
I don't think they call them McDonald Playlands. I believe the correct term is germaporium or germiforium or something. Because honestly, when my daughters used to want to play in those, I would just think about all the kids that had some sort of a cold or the flu that were also in there amongst the balls and stuff. And
did you let them go in there?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I did. And then I'd go home and give them a Silkwood shower afterwards.
Chemical bath.
But everybody became such germaphobes that's why I think there are so many food allergies and stuff now.
Oh, interesting.
Because you need some kind of germs. You need some kind of dirt in your life.
To build up an immunity to it. Yeah. Interesting.
I just, you know, it was weird because you'd always get some bossy kid who didn't want to share. And honestly, it wasn't my kids, surprisingly. Right. That would have been me as a kid, but not mine. And there was always some kid who's like, you can't come up here. And so then I'd have to get in and go, we're all here to play together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd look around to see where the parent was. And I don't know if they were even in the McDonald's.
No, they would drop a kid off when the store would open. And then just pick them up when they close. Huh.
Are you kidding? Because I swear sometimes I think they did
that. There's an element to that. Also, if you're at a wedding that has a bouncy house or a bouncy castle, the odds are, because it's a wedding, you're probably fairly well-dressed, right? You're dressed up to some extent. Do you want to be in there sweating and building?
No, plus you're dressed up.
That's what I'm saying. That's a terrible
plus
timing.
Everybody takes their shoes off to bounce on
it.
And if, you know, when you're, you usually don't wear nylons anymore, so women will all be in their bare feet.
Yeah.
Bouncing around.
Who cares about that?
I know, but it's just, I don't know. It just seems, I can imagine all the tight dresses splitting open.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be accidents.
Right.
It's not a good thing.
I think that's dumb.
Now, I'm trying to remember when we were kids, like our carnival, our 4th of July carnival always had a bouncy house, but they called it a gravity house for some reason, which is false information because there is gravity in there.
Well,
surprise. I guess they didn't call it anti-gravity house, but I don't know why it was called that as opposed to a bouncy house.
I don't know either. There are some other trends that are out that Pinterest is sharing. There's a donut wall that can go up at a wedding.
Don't know what it is, but it sounds good.
I have never heard of it, but you make your own like pegboard and put donuts. Why would you want that at a wedding?
It's very colorful.
That is why they say it. Yeah, again, these can be found
colorful.
On Pinterest. But do you go to a wedding for a donut?
This isn't instead of wedding cake, right? This is along with wedding cake. It's a sidebar to the wedding cake.
More and more brides have been opting for alternatives like serving cupcakes or cookies, but there's a hipster trend that just won't die. It's the donut wall, and it's less expensive than a wedding cake, and
it looks really good. I wouldn't do it instead of a wedding cake. And actually, you can mix the two. I was at a wedding a few years ago where they did the wedding cake itself was made by Krispy Kreme. They also have a division that makes wedding cakes.
Oh.
So you were getting the best of both worlds. It was a wedding cake, but it was made out of Krispy Kreme donuts.
It went over
very well.
I've seen them do donuts and stuff like that for late night food at the end.
Yeah.
You know, hot dogs, fries, donuts,
White Castle.
All the junk food. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic. Some other trends that are better than a bouncy house, in our opinion. And Kevin, our former producer, Kevin Richter, and his lovely wife, Sarah Richter, had this at their wedding. The signature cocktails, the his cocktail and the her cocktail. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Kevin's was like some kind of, he likes tequila. So it was tequila mixed with, I don't remember what it was. And then Sarah's was kind of a mimosa with something else in it. So they had their signature cocktails, and it was real cute.
That's
when you
excellent.
Went to the bar, you go, oh, I'll have the bride.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the groom. Again, I'm doing voices today.
You are doing voices. All right, we've got more of these for you. These are wedding trends that you need to be aware of. Stick around. Oh, you want to jump in? You can. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill, it's Wendy, it's WGN Radio, and we were talking about a new trend of bouncy houses at a wedding, which I think are silly, stupid, so
well, that's
do you.
Why they're saying bouncy castle, Wendy, because that dresses it up. This is an actual castle, not just a house. You can bounce in there and feel good about yourself. That makes the wedding fun.
And sweaty. Fun and sweaty.
Fun and sweaty, yeah.
Although, you know what, I'd rather be in a bouncy house than do the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Given the options. But we mentioned something about a donut wall that I had never heard of instead of a wedding cake. And Laura knows about donuts. Laura, what did your daughter have?
She had flaming donuts.
Flaming donuts? Tell me more.
Yeah. So both her and her fiance weren't really into cake. And so I kind of quipped in front of the caterer and said, hey, so what do you guys like? And they said, donuts. And the caterer's like, well, we have flaming donuts. So we're like, ooh, tell us more. So basically, they took Krispy Kremes and put brandy on them and flamed them up, made a whole big presentation of
it. Did they taste amazing? Were they really good?
Well, you put, like, ice cream on them and, you know, you put toppings and stuff on them. So, and then everybody would go up and get theirs.
Sure.
Personally, I thought it was too sweet.
Yeah. Well, so, you're starting with a donut and then adding ice cream and stuff. It's going to be a little sweet. Yeah. Oh, that sounds so good, though.
And pretty.
And my thought on the bouncy house is, I don't think it's for the adults necessarily. I mean, it could be for the kids, you know, and like a lot of weddings aren't always like at hotels and things like that. And
yeah.
Some of them have them like outside and more cash.
There are a lot of barn weddings going on. That is all the rage right now, to have a big barn.
Yeah. So that's all.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye, Laura.
And I guess if you're having it on a farm in a barn, maybe a bounce house will give you something to do.
Yeah.
Or milk the cows.
That's fun. That's always fun at a wedding.
Here's another idea for weddings. This looks amazing. Cookies with a shot glass of milk.
Oh, I like that. Now, again, this can't be instead of wedding cake, because if you go to a wedding without wedding cake, people will think something's gone wrong. You almost need to see
a wedding cake. It was so expensive, and I got to be honest with you. I mean, we tasted a bunch of different ones and picked, you know, the yellow cake with the fresh strawberries and real whipped cream, no buttercream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
No big deal for you? No?
Cake is cake. It was pretty.
I'd feel ripped off if I went to a wedding that did not include cake. That's actually the only reason I go to the wedding. I always ask in advance. There's going to be cake, right? Yeah, there will. All right, I'll come to the wedding. I just need something. Do people still have, I hope I'm getting the name right, the little people at their weddings? Do you remember what that is? This was a husband and wife team that would come to your wedding, and then they had faces drawn on their stomachs, and like the upper part of their, like where their head normally is, became like a hat.
Who did this?
And they would just... They used to be really, really... I'm hoping they're still with us. I'm hoping I'm not conjuring up some bad...
It was a couple?
It was a couple of people that were, I believe, normal-sized people, but then they would be in the guise of the quote-unquote little people. So on their stomachs, they had faces drawn.
I remember this, but why would I want that at my wedding?
They would come to your wedding reception. I'm not sure.
Weren't they... Are you sure you didn't see them in a parade?
They may have also done parades.
Why would they come to your wedding?
I know they did weddings and birthday parties. There was a girl I worked with once that wanted that. That was her dream, was to have the little people come to her birthday party. And I said, you could probably make that happen fairly easily. Just call them and they'll show up. I mean, I know they charged for it, but I've not heard about anything about them in 15 or 20 years. But they used to be very, very popular, the little people.
I don't know if that's
Yeah, you're showing me a picture of them.
If that happened at my wedding, everything would have been a failure.
Because why?
Why do I want... I'm the bride, and he was the groom. Why would I want these stupid costumed people?
That's the point I'm trying to make with the bouncy house, is the focus of the wedding should be the couple who's getting married.
So why are you okay with the little people?
I just thought it was funny that was an option. That some, like, as people are planning the wedding, they're like, well, you got to have two people with faces drawn on their stomachs or people aren't going to remember your wedding. You have to.
That is the dumbest trend I have ever seen in my life.
Are you okay with it at a birthday party?
No, because why would you have a bride and groom at your birthday party?
Well, I don't think they just do bride and grooms. They do, like, themes. Like, if you, like, depending on what you're a fan of. Like, if it was Jimmy's birthday, they would be, like, Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. They would draw that on their stomachs, and they would have.
Are you listening to yourself?
I didn't make this up.
I have never been to a wedding
like
where this
something I would
happened.
Make up, but this was legit.
The little people.
Yeah, they would show up at weddings and birthday parties. I don't think they did bar mitzvahs. I don't know why.
Well, I hope that trend is gone. I mean, no offense to the little people. I'm sure that there were various pairs of little people. It's not just two people that lost their gig.
I don't know if there were. Yeah, it would make more sense to do that, right? To have a lot of them.
Yeah, because you don't see their real face.
Right.
Libby, you had something unique at a wedding?
I did. Actually, my daughter had all of these things. She had donuts. It was done in a barn.
Wow. The little people were there.
No,
they didn't share.
No children.
Oh.
I hired an artist, and she came, and she set up. And she painted an oil painting of my daughter's wedding as it happened.
Oh, that's stunning.
That's cool.
That's great.
Oh, you should see it. It is just, it's gorgeous. She captured the outdoors. She captured people, important people in the events. It's
Libby,
really
did everyone attending then get a copy of that, or just your daughter and her husband?
Just my daughter and her husband.
Oh.
But you could make prints. You could take a picture
yeah,
of it.
Sure.
What a great idea, Libby.
Bill, what a great idea. But, well, my friend came up with this, and I had never heard of it. And if you go online, you find people who will actually do this.
Yeah.
That was on this Pinterest page, too, was the
oil
art.
Painting.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Libby. Have a good weekend.
All right. I am going to send you a link to those
funnylittlepeople.com. That's them. They're still, are they still
weddings
around?
Weddings and more.
I'm going to have them show up. You know, Mary Vandeveld is being inducted into the Walk of Fame on Friday. I'm going to have the little people come out and give a speech.
No. Dressed as what? Like Steve Cochran and Spike Odell?
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're hideous. I'm sorry, those littlepeople.com.
They're not hideous.
They're pretty bad.
It's just funny to look. I mean, I don't know.
Parties, weddings.
Yeah. I love that they're still around. Can it be the original Little People, or did they like hand this off to their children, do you think, or what?
It's like that play Defending the Caveman. There are a bunch of cavemen.
Right. Different productions around
Who wants that? That is the dumbest thing. The faces are where their stomach is.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I'm sorry. I can't believe you're
defending that. I'm not defending it. I just think I'm somewhere in the middle of defending it and amused by it. I can't decide which. I keep going back and forth. It's nightmarish. It's like
it is.
Did you ever see any Federico Fellini movies where like there'll be a guy and then a girl and then a giant frog for no reason at all? That's what it's like. It's like, wait, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Engagement parties, bridal showers, rehearsal dinners, anniversaries, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties. It's G-rated.
I'm out.
Those little people. Those funny little people.com.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll take a quick break. We got some news for you. And then Dean Richards joins us. Former Little People, former The Funny Little People, Dean Richards joins us. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. He knows.
knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's not just Dean. He's Dean Richards. That's who he is. Hi, Dean.
I feel like I should be more into the royal wedding than I am.
You're not into it?
I'm not either.
Wendy.
Not at all.
God, how is that possible, you guys?
I don't care.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
I wish them the best and everything. I sent them a nice salad shooter as a gift.
Oh, you did?
That's his trademark gift.
But yeah. Dean, one of the participants in the royal wedding is a former actress, and you're beat as the movies.
Mm.
Doesn't do it for you still.
No, I guess so.
Huh. That's crazy.
I feel like I'm letting everyone down.
Did you care when Lady Di got married? Because I did.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was dorky enough to stay up all night and watch.
Oh, what's changed?
Wow, I wouldn't
since
have confessed
then.
That.
Did you?
No, I wouldn't have said that though on the air.
What has changed?
It was a big deal then because we could watch it live. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
It was on all. You know, it was in the middle of the night, and it just seemed so
right.
And she pumped some change into the royals. I really enjoyed her.
I liked her quite a bit. I did. I had a great deal of admiration for her.
You don't like Meghan Markle.
So I think that was part of it. I just don't. I wish those kids the best.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Dean. Oh. I'm not getting the commemorative mug or plate.
Wendy.
Right.
That's blasphemous.
Did you hear that Fergie has...
Not invited.
Not invited. She's invited to the wedding, but not the after party.
Right.
That's not fair. That's their aunt.
Right. Well, his aunt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then now it's going to be...
By marriage, her aunt as well.
Yeah. That's not fair.
It's not fair.
Maybe that's what's turned me off.
Is Queen Latifah going to be there?
None of the queens that I know of. And believe me, I know quite a few queens.
Well, that's strange. I would invite Fergie. I would invite certainly Queen Latifah. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is weird. I'm feeling sorry for Fergie.
And Donald Trump not being invited, that's interesting.
That he's not invited, but is Barack Obama was, I think, right?
Yes, he was.
Oh, was he?
Yes, that they're very tight.
Oh.
He and Harry have gotten together for I don't remember what.
Some charities.
But, yeah.
And Mr. Obama will be there?
Well, I haven't checked his schedule yet. He hasn't gotten back.
Look on the RSVP page.
Yeah.
Check the RSVP page.
That Barack Obama can do a mean hokey pokey at a wedding. I don't know if you've ever been at a wedding, but when he puts his left foot in.
He really does, doesn't he? Yeah. So this is like a non-event.
Oh, they're not inviting him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought they weren't going to invite him because they didn't want it to be an international incident for inviting
him
and not Donald Trump.
They did not make the cut.
And then I think these were the president's people that said it was too much of a security deal.
Oh.
Security concern.
Oh.
That's what I always say when I don't get invited to things, too.
That's a good one.
So on the celebrity front, probably Elton John.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Is he going to see Candle in the Wind again? He used it for weddings, for deaths, for babies being born.
But he changes just enough words to make it palatable.
Meh.
No, you don't like it? No?
Come up with something original.
What other
to me you're like an actress in
that would work.
Yeah, that's...
What other celebrities, Dean? Do we know any other of the stars that'll be there?
I have not heard of any of the who else is on the
guest
list.
Boy, he doesn't care at all.
Because I just
wow.
I'm
shocked by this.
I don't wish them any ill will.
No.
I just
don't care.
You know? Go to the William Tell Inn, do your wedding.
Am I hearing this right?
The William Tell Inn is in Countryside.
They're doing this whole wedding at the William Tell Inn?
I've been at many very nice weddings at the William Tell Inn.
It's right near my house.
They do a nice job, and it sort of has a royal theme, doesn't it?
The chicken cordon bleu is outstanding.
And there's a white castle nearby.
They make some pretty good mostaccioli, and then afterwards, you don't have to worry of Fergie about not getting invited. Everyone's going to be over at the White Castles anyway.
Yep. Oh, what a night that'll be.
Yeah.
That'll
host your own party over there. I'll go, Dean.
Big night on LaGrange Road.
Now it sounds like
a
good
time.
Mannheim?
Is it Mannheim?
It might be
Mannheim. LaGrange there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us what movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we're talking to Dean Richards about movies that open this week.
And I found out a couple of the names were going to be at the Royal Wedding.
The celebrities, Dean?
George and Amal Clooney.
Oh, they should be there.
David and Victoria Beckham.
Should be there.
Are going to be there.
Aren't they split up?
No. No. Oh, they're no. Very happy. Oh. Very happy.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Is supposed to be there. I'm sure he'll sing one of his beautiful songs. Yep.
He is really good, I hate to admit.
Why do you hate him?
Because it's good. Not my type, but... Yeah.
He's good.
He is really good. The Spice Girls are rumored to be there as well.
Well, you get a Victoria Beckham, you got to bring your other spices.
I guess.
Or if you invite one Spice Girl, Wendy, I told you this at your wedding. If you're going to invite one Spice Girl, you have to invite all five Spice Girls.
That's right.
Don't leave Emma Bunton out.
It gets very awkward.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice needs to be there.
Justin Trudeau is rumored.
Prime Minister of Canada.
To be there.
Dave Grohl wanted the Foo Fighters to play at the Royal Wedding. He saved the date, but no word on whether or not they're going
to
go.
Chris Martin is rumored to be there.
Yeah. Wendy's not a fan. I
fall asleep next to him.
Really?
Coldplay is just very soothing. Hmm. And not in a good way.
But you like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I like two songs that Sheeran did. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
The one where you made my bed smell?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
And my bed sheets smell like you.
No,
my
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, his sweet, sensitive ones.
My bed stinks like you do.
Right. I don't know, Dean, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. When he sings that, I always go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he misses you.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, right?
Your scent is there.
He misses your stink.
Yep. That was the original name for the song, and then the record label were like,
Didn't do well in market research.
No, it's terrible.
God, you too?
It was originally called You Stink.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to be a little more bed specific.
And
then,
what number of the Billboard charts are you guys?
All right.
Yeah,
that's Wendy got us.
Dean Richards inside the music.
All right, let's get these movies in. People want to know, Dean, what about Melissa McCarthy's new movie? Is it good?
It looks funny.
Yeah, you know, for Mother's Day weekend, we've got two, mother-themed movies.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy's new one is called Life of the Party. It's a story about a mom who decides to go back to college. She gets dumped by her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through a midlife crisis, dumps his very faithful, very loving, kind of nerdy wife. And so she's trying to, you know, make some good out of the whole thing, decides to go back to school. But it's the school where her daughter is going to school. So, you know, it's the awkward thing of, you know, mom's here and sharing classes and girlfriends and going to frat parties and, you know, all that. I went into this thinking that this was going to be, the whole premise was going to tire out pretty quickly, not to mention the fact that this movie is directed by Melissa McCarthy's real-life husband, Ben Falcone.
Yeah.
And they have not had a good track record of films that they've done together. This is not the greatest movie in the world, but I was laughing out loud.
That's a good sign.
At many points in this movie, there are a pretty good number of really funny moments. And the quirkiest of cast, maybe the quirkiest of all, Maya Rudolph, as her girlfriend, is hilarious in this movie. So I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
Oh.
You're looking for a nice,
a nice surprise.
Mother's Day comedy. I think that this one is going to do the trick. And then the other Mother's Day themed movie is called Breaking In. It stars Gabrielle Union, who is a mom you do not want to mess with, mom who will stop at nothing to save her kids, her two little kids. They go to a house sort of in the woods that her estranged late father used to own. And when they get there, they find that there are some intruders in the house. There are some robbers there because it is said that there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars someplace in the house. Mm. The bad guys just wanted the money. They didn't know that the family was going to be there. But now the family has shown up. So they take the kids hostage. The mother, Gabrielle Union, is trying to get her kids out of the house and into some kind of safety, no matter what she has to do. And there are a lot of... it's a pretty white-knuckling movie. It's a little bit far-fetched. Story is a little bit far-fetched than some of the things that are the premises of the movie's plot and subplots. But overall, Gabrielle Union does a nice job. The film is put together nicely. It's Definitely keeps your attention. I gave it a Dean's List B minus.
Dean, do you think the movie companies purposely pick weekends, like you just mentioned, it's Mother's Day weekend? So do they find a movie or two, you know, as they're filling out their brackets, and they go, "Well, this would be perfect for Mother's Day because it's Mom's choice." That's on purpose, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that that's exactly what they do. And you know, they have these themed movies, and they kind of build them like you would a jigsaw puzzle trying to put things in the all the correct places. Now, whether or not any of this is going to be enough to displace Avengers Infinity War, it is,
it's going to be impossible, right?
Maybe. I mean, it's the film has gone down slightly. It made $112 million last weekend instead of...
Is this the top of all-time movie right now?
Yeah, not of all time. It's not the number one of all time yet. It's the number two of all time right now. It's the biggest opening weekend of all time for Avengers. And I have no doubt that it's going to wind up being the top movie of all time. I talk to people all the time who tell me that they've seen the movie four, five, six times so far. I mean, these are, Marvel... diehards who want to check every nuance over and over and over. And I got to say, I rarely see movies more than once. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing this one more time. I'm sure there are things that I missed along the way.
Will I be lost if I'm not completely up to date on the Marvel Universe? I have a good understanding, but not inside trivial facts.
I think you'll appreciate it. I don't think you're going to get it as much as some of the subtle nuances the Marvel diehards who know every nuance of every character and what every little symbol, an insignia means. That said, Larry Potash and Robin Baumgarten, maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
From a little show we call the WGN-TV Morning News. They are not Marvel diehards at all. They went to see it. They didn't like the movie.
Oh, wow.
Did they go together? Because maybe that's why they didn't like the movie.
You mean a little too much...
Careful.
Going on in the dark.
No!
Very careful.
I just, if you don't like the company, you hold.
Or just if you know you're Larry and Robin, they were arguing during most of the movie.
They missed a lot of the key moments.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Robin is prone to a doze off every once in a while.
She works very hard.
Yeah, even during our show, she'll often you look over and she's... catching 20 winks, 40 winks, whatever it's called.
But Dean, everybody who's been in the Marvel movies over the last 10 or 15 years, they're all in this movie, right? Yeah. Everybody. Thor's in it.
It's a cavalcade
in it,
of
Iron Man
and even some of the lesser known.
Hopalong Cassidy
was
seeing it.
A big Marvel hero. Stan Lee was a big fan of Hopalong Cassidy.
Snap, Crackle, and Popper in it.
Why don't you make your own movie?
Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, everybody's in it. Hoppity Hooper.
Hey, Iron Man, exit stage left.
Oh, I love when he does that.
That's pretty good, Dean.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Underdog, is he in it?
Underdog is in it. You name it, Wendy, they're all in
They're in it.
Everybody.
They're in it. That, to me, that's part of the fun of the Avengers.
Yep. Manny Moe and Jack, the Pep Boys, are in it. People love them.
It's a small cameo.
Yeah.
It's not a big role, but it was nice to see them for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God. First of all, that's hysterical. Second of all, I can't believe you remember each and every one of their names.
Manny Moe and Jack.
Jeez.
They're the Pep Boys. Yeah.
No, right. They held nothing back. I guess I can reveal this now that the movie is out, that I got a call from Stan Lee when they were making this movie, and they said, "Aren't you the voice of Victory Auto Record?"
Oh, really?
That we would love... Not me, but the guy who was in the Victory Auto Records commercial.
He's in it?
The guy who the dwarf...
With the watch band.
Yeah, but I think he got cut out of the final version of the movie.
Oh, man. But just to have him in it, Dean.
Would have been nice.
Yeah. So, was the Menards guy in it before he passed
He's
away?
He's in it.
Menards!
That guy's in it. All your favorites.
That's Dean. A beautiful tribute, Wendy, by the way.
Thank you very much. I liked him in cartoon form.
Yeah, he's great.
Nice man.
Dean, thank you so much. looking forward to talking to you next week.
I have to go to the Pep Boys right now.
All right.
See you guys.
It's Dean Richards. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.